B'syatad Ishmael, we're going to learn Yumadav Peches. We're going to start from the sixth last of the very narrow lines on Daf Pezayin Omid Base. Tanan Hosom, we learnt in a mission in Maseches Tainis, B'shleisha Prokim Bashana, on three occasions of the year, Koyanim Noisim Eskapem is what we call Duchening Birchas Koyanim, that normally we know that the Koyanim do not do Birchas Koyanim Mincha time, only Shachris time, because Mincha time is a time where people often are intoxicated and they cannot do Birchas Koyanim, something which would not apply in the mornings. However, there are three occasions in the year where we're not concerned of people being intoxicated. And on those three times, then the Koyanim do Birchas Koyanim Arba Pomim Bayoim. It could be up to four times a day, not always, but it could be up to four times a day. B'shachris, as with every day. B'musaf, on those days that there are musaf. We'll soon see what these three times are, what these three occasions are. Not all of them have musaf. But where there's musaf, there's birchas kohanim at musaf. B'mincha, they all have mincha. U'b'ne'ilas sh'orim, and by ne'ila, they do birchas kohanim. V'eilu hein shloisha prokim. And what are those three occasions? Betanyos, on those fast days when there was a drought, and we're going to learn about this in Maseches Tainis, then they would make the people fast. On those fast days when nobody's intoxicated, then they can say the Birchas Koyanim, they can do Birchas Koyanim even in the afternoon. Ma'amodos, and this is also a sugi we're going to learn about in Tainis Daf Chavov, but just very bekitza. When a person brings a korban, he has to be there with his korban when it's being brought. The korban tamid is brought on behalf of the entire Klal Yisrael. So what they did was, they split up their 24 groups that corresponded to the 24 groups of Koyanim, and there were representatives of Klal Yisrael in these groups. Part of these groups were actually present in the Beis HaMikdash when the korban tamid was being offered, and part of these people, they were not there, but they would be in their respective places, and they would daven that the korbanos should be received in Shemaim. And by the Tanyos and the Ma'amodos, there was no Musaf. So obviously there, they wouldn't be davening four times, they wouldn't be doing Birchas Koyanim four times a day. On Yom Kippur, when you've got also Musaf, then you would have four times Birchas Koyanim in a day. So that's the Tainis and the Ma'amodos, that these people who would be doing their Ma'amodos, they would be davening, and they would be fasting on these 4 days from Monday through to Thursday on their week. And since they would be fasting, there was no issue of saying Birchas Koyanim, U'b'yom HaKippurim, and on Yom Kippur, obviously it was a fast day, and there was no problem with getting intoxicated, and one could say Birchas Koyanim on all the tefillahs of the day, a total of four. And now the Gemara says, what's my Ne'ilas Sh'orim? There's this concept of Ne'ilas Sh'orim. We saw that the four tefillos are Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilas HaSha'arim. So why it's called Ne'ilas HaSha'arim, there Rashi brings from Yerushalmi that it might be referring to the time where the gates of heaven are closing, or it could be the time that the gates of the Azorah and the Beis HaMikdash are closing. But what would they do? What was this Ne'ilas HaSha'arim? My Ne'ilas HaSha'arim, Rav Omar Tzloisa Yeserisa. Rav says it was an extra tefillah. Well, Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says it was not an extra tefillah, just they would add on an extra paragraph into, they would say an extra paragraph, it wouldn't be a whole tefillah. What would they say? They would say, Ma'onu Mechayenu. And we say this tefillah at the end of Ne'ilah, and we also say it every morning, Ma'onu Mechayenu, Mechazenu, Matzidkenu, Maseinu, Manoim Malafanecha, Hashem Elekenu, Haloi Kol HaGiboyerim, Ka'ain Lefanecha, etc. It's familiar with all of us. Asks the Gemara Meisvei, we're going to ask a question against Shmuel. Shmuel said that there was no tefillah called Ne'ilah. There was just, they would say, this paragraph of Ma'onu Mechayenu. And we're going to ask a question against this. It says in the Braisa, Oir Yom HaKippurim, on the night of Yom Kippur, Nispalil Sheva Umisvade. He says a Sheva Brachos, which has seven Brachos in it, the three Brachos of every Shmoneh Esrei at the beginning, the three at the end, and one Bracha in the middle. Umisvada, and he has to say vidui, and we've already seen previously that an individual says it at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei, and the Shliach Tzibur says it when he's doing the Chazaras Hashatz, then he's doing it in the middle bracha. B'shachris, the same applies to Shachris, Mispadil Sheva Umisvada, he says the Shmoneh Esrei of seven brachas and vidui. B'musaf Mispadil Sheva Umisvada, B'mincha Mispadil Sheva Umisvada, B'ne'ila Mispadil Sheva Umisvada. It says explicitly that Ne'ilah is a tefillah of with seven brachas. Now the Gaon leaves out till the end of the line. V'chosem b'vidui divri Reb Meir. According to Reb Meir, he says that the end of the vidui, he finishes with a brocha by Ne'ilah. Rashi says this is just by Ne'ilah, that by Ne'ilah, when you're saying the vidui, you finish off with a brocha. And instead of finishing the middle tefillah, the middle brocha, with Mekadesh Yisrael V'yema Kippurim, we finish it with the bracha of Hokel Hasolchon. And there are other explanations here, but that's the most basic reading. The Chachomim say, Mispalil Sheva, that they also agree that Ne'ilah is a tefillah with seven brachas. Just he argues to the Meir. Meir says you have to finish the vidui with a bracha on the vidui. As we says, Hokel Hasolchon, etc. Ve'imrot Solachtoim Bevidui Chosim. The Chachomim say, you don't have to finish that way, you can finish that way. But either way, both Reb Meir and the Chachomim hold, then Ne'ilah is a whole tefillah. Tiyuvta de Shmuel, Tiyuvta, indeed it's a refutation against Shmuel. Continues the Gemara, Ula Barav Nochis Kameda Rava. Ula the son of Rav, he went down, and the Shliach Tzibur is often called going down because the place where the Shliach Tzibur stood was a little bit lower because of the pasuk Mimamakim Karasicho Hashem. So very often a Shliach Tzibur is called that he went down to the Omud. And this Ule Bar Rav, he was the Shliach Tzibur before Rava. Pasach, and he began the middle brach of Ne'ilah with Ba'atov V'Charatonu. He started with Ba'atov V'Charatonu like the middle bracha does on all the other tefillahs of Yom Kippur. V'siyem, and he ended off the middle bracha, b'me'onu, u'me'chayenu, etc. V'shavchei, and Rava praised him for doing that. And some Mefarshim explained that he was worthy of praise because he managed to do also what Rav held and also what Shmuel held. Also that Rav held that Ne'ilah was a whole tefillah, and also Shmuel because he made sure to add in the mo'onu, me'chayenu. Continues the Gemara, Rav Huna Breider of Nosson Omar, V'yochid Oimra Achar Tfilasi. We already said before that a Yochid says the Vidui at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei, not in the middle bracha. So this tefillah of Ma'onu Mechayenu, when for the quiet Shmoneh Esrei, the Shmoneh Esrei of the Yochid, of the individual, then he says the Ma'onu Mechayenu at the end of his Shmoneh Esrei, and it's said together with the Vidui. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rav, Tfilas Ne'ilah Poiteres Eshel Arvis. The Ne'ilah davening, which is said at the end of the day, it actually exempts a person from having to daven Ma'ariv. Every person is obligated to daven Ma'ariv, but once he said Ne'ilah, he doesn't need to say Ma'ariv. And the reason for that is because Rav holds that the time, and it's going to be a machlokes, but the time to say Ne'ilah is actually after the end of Yom Kippur, after it's already night. That means the time of Ne'ilah is the same time as Ma'ariv. So we can understand that if you say Ne'ilah, you don't need to daven Ma'ariv. Rav Letame, and Rav is following his own opinion to Omar. He said before that Ne'ilah was Tzloisi Yisirahi. Ne'ilah was not just saying a paragraph Ma'onu Mechayenu, it was a whole tefillah. V'kimen detzolile, and since he davened this whole tefillah, and he held that you daven it after Tzeis HaKichovim, Sulei Tzorich, he does not need to say another Shmoneh Esrei that night. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. How can you, Rav, say that davening Ne'ilah exempts you from the obligation of davening Ma'ariv? Whoever said there was an obligation of davening Ma'ariv? Umi Omar Rav Hochi? V'Omar Rav, did Rav not say Halacha k'divrei Omer Tfilas Arvis Rishus? Does Rav not hold that Tfilas Arvis is optional? You can choose to daven Ma'ariv, but you don't have to daven Ma'ariv. And since you don't have to daven Ma'ariv, how can you say that Ne'ilah exempts it? Says the Gemara, L'divrei ha'omer chayvu k'omer. Rav was just saying, he was saying that I hold you don't need to daven Ma'ariv whenever. But even those who say that there's an obligation to daven Ma'ariv, I, Rav, hold that according to them, if you daven Ne'ilah, which is a tefillah, which is said in the night, then they do not need to daven Ma'ariv. And now the Gemara is asking a question against Rav from a braisa, Meisvei. Oyer Yom HaKippurim, on the night of Yom Kippur, Mispalil Sheva U'Misvade. Seven brachas with a vidui. Shachris Sheva Umisvade, Musaf Sheva Umisvade, Bne'ila Mispadil Sheva Umisvade, Arvis Mispadil Sheva, Me'en Shmoneh Esrei. That means we see in this braisa that besides for Ne'ilah, you also daven Ma'ariv. Just the Ma'ariv is not the regular Ma'ariv of 19 brachas. or let's call it Shemoneh Esrei, 18, discussed elsewhere in Shas when it became 19, but it's called Shemoneh Esrei. But instead of saying that all the middle brachas, it's one brach in the middle, which is Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. It's called Havineinu, which is a shortened version, an abridged version of the entire Shemoneh Esrei, because it's Motzei Yom Kippur. People were already tired and hungry, so they made Ma'ariv shorter. It's an abridged version of the regular Shemoneh Esrei. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel Mishum Avoysov. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel said in the name of his ancestors, Mispanel Shemoneh Esrei Shleimos, that the Ma'ariv has to be a full Ma'ariv. You can't say the abridged version. Mipnei Shetzorich Leimer Avdolah B'chenin Adas. It's Motzei Yom Kippur. You have to say Avdolah, which what we know as Atochin Antonu. In the Havineinu version, there's no Atochin Antonu. And therefore, on Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yom Tov, Motzei Yom Kippur, you cannot say Havineinu. You have to say the entire Shemoneh Esrei. But either way, we see in this brisa that besides for Ne'ilah, one also davens Ma'ariv. And that's contrary to what Rav said, that if you daven Ne'ilah, you don't need to daven Ma'ariv. Says the Gemara, Tanoihi. You're right, and it's actually a machlokes Tanoim. Rav is following one Tana, and there's a brisa that says a different opinion. The Tani we learnt in the brisa. And we're actually going to see in this brisa that there's an opinion that holds that the time to say Ne'ilah is actually in the night, after say Sakechovim at the end of Yom Kippur. And others hold no. There's going to be a machlokes whether when is the time to say Ne'ilah. Is it to say Ne'ilah towards the end of the day, but it's still on Yom Kippur, and then it clearly cannot exempt you from Ma'ariv? Or was it said at the time of Ma'ariv? The Tanya we learnt in a brisa. Kol chayvei tvilos, all those people who have a chiyuv to toivel. Toivlim kedarkom b'yom kippurim, they can toivel as usual on Yom Kippur. The issa to wash oneself is only for the sake of pleasure. Since over here he's washing himself, he's immersing himself purely to become tohir, there's no problem with doing that on Yom Kippur. And this is all the chayvei tvila, is that almost all people who need tvila, the time of the tvila is in the day. The exception to that is nidav yoledes, that they tovel at night, on the night after the 7 days, or the night after the days of counting. So nidav yoledes, tovelis kedarkon b'leila yom kippurim. They tovel in a normal manner on the night of Yom Kippur. Now why these people should be allowed to tovel then is a challenge. So if you hold that Tvila Bizmano Mitzvah, we're soon going to learn about that, were you to hold that Tvila Bizmano is a Mitzvah, then the very fact that now is the time, therefore you can do it even on Yom Kippur. If you don't hold Tvila Bizmano Mitzvah, then there's a discussion, why should they be allowed to tovel on Yom Kippur? What's it serving? What purpose does it serve? And Rashi, Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chof Aleph, seems to say that the reason they're allowed to tovel is in order that they should be allowed to eat from Truma, in the night after they tovel, the Motzei Yom Kippur, they want to eat trumas and eat tyrus and eat things that they couldn't eat while they were tomei, and therefore they were allowed to go to the mikveh. So that's talking about all the other people who tovel. Balkeri, tovel v'hoylech ad hamincha. The Tanakhama say that if somebody became a Balkeri on Yom Kippur, he can only tovel until mincha. But once he's daven mincha, and then he becomes tomei, if he becomes tomei after he's daven mincha, he can no longer go to the mikveh, he has to wait till the night. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, kolayim kulay, then he can tovel for his keri the whole day, till the end of Yom Kippur. Now what are they arguing about? They're arguing exactly in what we said before. According to the Tanakhama, the time to say Ne'ilah is only after Nacht. And therefore, once you've davened Mincha, the fact that he's become a Baal Keri, it doesn't matter. So what? There's no more Tfilos. The problem with Keri is that a person who's a Baal Keri should not really daven. And on Yom Kippur, we want people to daven appropriately, so go to the mikveh. But if you've already davened mincha, and Ne'ilah you only daven after the end of Yom Kippur, why do you have to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur? He can tovel after the end of Yom Kippur. That's why the Tanakhama say, only ad mincha. Rabbi Yossi, however, argues and says no. Rabbi Yossi says that kol hayom, even after mincha, the time to say Ne'ilah is on Yom Kippur. And since the time to say Ne'ilah is on Yom Kippur, then after mincha, if he became a Baal Keri, he hasn't yet daven Ne'ilah, go to the mikveh now in order that he can daven Ne'ilah. So Rav, who said before that Ne'ilah exempts a person from Ma'ariv, he obviously holds, like the Tanakhama hold here, that the time of Ne'ilah is after Nacht. And now the Gemara is asking a seeming contradiction, or a minu. There's another brisa that seems to be exactly the opposite of this first brisa. Hazov, Vazov, Vamatsir, Vamatsiras. Uboil Nidot, Meis. These are all people who are Tomei and need to go to the mikveh at some point. Toivlim Kedarukon B'yom HaKippurim. They're allowed to Toivl on Yom Kippur. Nidah V'Yoledes, where they are the only two that don't Toivl on the day of Yom Kippur, because they never Toivl in the day, they Toivl in the night. Toivl is Kedarukon B'Leila Yom HaKippurim. As far as that's concerned, there's no difference between the two brises. The difference is going to be regarding the Baal Keri. In this brise, Baal Keri Toivl V'Hoylich Kol HaYom Kuloi. Here we have a Tanakama, a Chachomim, who say that you can Toivl the whole day. Rabbi Yossi says, Mina mincha lemaila, ein yochel litvil. Once you've davened mincha, the Baal Keri cannot go to the mikveh anymore. So we have a contradiction in the Rabbonon and a contradiction in Rabbi Yossi. In the first brisa, the Tanakhama said that you can only go to the mikveh till he's davened mincha, and Rabbi Yossi says the whole day. In the second brisa, the Tanakhama say the whole day, and Rabbi Yossi says till mincha. Says the Gemara loy kasha. Ha de tzoli tfilas ne'ila, ha de loy tzoli. That means for now the Gemara is only focusing on the contradiction in Rabbi Yossi. In the first brisa, Rabbi Yossi said he can daven, he can go to the mikveh, Baal Keri can go to the mikveh the whole day, even after davening mincha. The second brisa says only till mincha. Says the Gemara, what it means is that in the first brisa that says he can go to the mikveh the whole day, even after mincha, because he hasn't yet davened the ilah. He's got to daven the ilah, he can go to mikveh. The second brisa, when it says ad mincha, it means mincha time. In the event that he davened the ilah by mincha time, he's now finished davening the ilah. The second brisa is talking about when he's finished davening the ilah. After you finish davening the ilah and he then becomes a Baal Keri, there's no reason to go to the mikveh yet. He can wait till after Yom Kippur. So now the Gemara is saying, Eidat Soli, if the second brisa is talking about that he already davened Ne'ila Mincha time, and that's why according to Rabbi Yossi, you can't go to the mikveh anymore, Mai Tamayu de Rabbonon. How are we going to understand the Tanakama who say that he can go to the mikveh even afterwards? Kol Hayyim? Answers the Gemara, Kosovra Rabbonon, Tvila Bizmano Mitzvah. The reason he can go to mikveh is not because he needs to daven, but because there's a mitzvah to go to the mikveh at the first opportune time. A Baal Keri, the time to go to mikveh is when he becomes a Baal Keri. Straight afterwards he should go into the mikveh, he should toivl. And therefore the Tanakhama of the second brisa say, the whole day he can go to the mikveh. So to summarize, the first brisa, both Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi hold that there's no tvila bizmano mitzvah. It's only an issue of, do you still have a tefillah to daven? So Rabbi Yossi says, you can go to the mikveh the whole day because he hasn't yet davened the ilah. Tanakhama say that the time of davening the ilah is only after nacht, and therefore you don't need to go to the mikveh before the ilah on Yom Kippur. The second brisa, however, they both agree that the time to daven the ilah is in the day. So the two Rabbi Yossis are actually not arguing with each other. Rabbi Yossi in the first brisa says that he hasn't yet davened the ilah, and that's why he can still go to the mikveh. And in the second brisa, he says you've already davened the ilah. But the Tanakhamas of the two brisas are actually arguing with each other. The Tanakhama of the first brisa holds that we don't say tvila bizmano mitzvah, and that's why you can only go to the mikveh till mincha. And he holds that the time to daven ne'ilah is after nacht. The Tanakhama in the second brisa hold that the time to daven ne'ilah is in the day, and we're talking about he's already davened ne'ilah, and the reason you can toivl the whole day is because of tvila bizmano mitzvah. That means the point of argument in the first brisa is when is the time to daven ne'ilah? Is it after nacht or before nacht? The point of the machlokes in the second brisa is there tvila bizmano mitzvah or not tvila bizmano mitzvah? So now the Gemara is asking, Mechlal de Rabbi Yossi Sovar, if you say that the reason in the second brisa the Tanakhama say you can go to the mikveh even after you've davened the ilah, because tvila bizmano mitzvah, and Rabbi Yossi says in the second brisa that you can only go to the mikveh till mincha time, assuming you've davened mincha, you've davened the ilah mincha time, then after the ilah you can no longer go to the tvila. What's with tvila bizmano? So obviously Rabbi Yossi holds that there's no mitzvah to tovil bizman. Michlal de Rabbi Yossi sova, lav mitzvah. And we have an issue with this. Well, Tanya, we've learnt in the brisa, Hare shoyo shem kosov al basori, if somebody had one of Hashem's names written on his skin. Hare ze lo yirchatz v'lo yosuch, he should not wash himself nor anoint himself because he's going to rub out Hashem's name, chas v'sholem. V'lo yamuid b'mokim tatinofus, he should not stand in a place where it's inappropriate for the name to be, for the Hashem's name to be. It's disrespectful. And in other places in Shas, the Gemara discusses what's called Mekoimus Hatinofis. Nizdam no loy tvilas mitzvah. What happens if this person who has Hashem's name written on his flesh has a mitzvah to go to the mikvah? The Tanakhama say, Koyre cholov gemi v'yered v'toivil. Go find yourself a blade of reed grass to wrap round the name and then go into the mikvah. And hopefully this reed will prevent the water from rubbing out the name. Obviously this reed grass has to be lightly placed, because if it's very firmly and tightly on the body, it will be a chatzitza. And this is all things that we've already learnt about in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chof Amud Beis. But the Tanakhama say, even though it's a tvilas mitzvah, don't go into the mikvah without finding this reed grass to put on the name. The fact that if you have to start looking for this reed grass, you may not find it on time and you'll have to postpone the tvila. Okay, they don't hold that tvila bizmano mitzvah. The Tanakam of that brisa. Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi says, if I'm going to trouble you to find this reed grass, you might miss the time of going to the mikvah. And going to the mikvah on time is a mitzvah. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, yoyred v'toivul kadarkoi, you should go down a normal way into the mikvah. Or bilvachalei shavshif, make sure you don't rub the name. V'kaimelon, it's been established elsewhere in the Gemara in Shabbos Tav Kuf Chof Aleph. The betvila bezmano mitzvah pligi, they're arguing, is there a mitzvah to go to the mikvah at the first possible time or not? So you see clearly, Rabbi Yossi says tvila bezmano mitzvah. If tvila bezmano mitzvah, why in the second brisa does Rabbi Yossi say that he can only go to the mikvah till he's daven ne'ila? Answers the Gemara, a very interesting answer. The two Rabbi Yossis are not the same Rabbi Yossi. Hahi Rabbi Yossi bar Yehudahi. The Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa that says that you can only go to the mikveh till you've daven ne'ilah is Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. The Tani we learnt in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda oimer, dayo letvila shetei ba'achreina. We're talking about a woman who's got all sorts of different times and confusions. When is the time for her to go to the mikveh? And if you hold tvila bizmano mitzvah, then every time that it could be the time for her to go to mikveh, she has to go. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says, no, just wait till the last possible time, just go then. He doesn't hold tvila bizmano mitzvah. However, the Rabbi Yossi who says that you don't need to wrap a gemi around Hashem's name and you can just go into the mikveh, that's the Rabbi Yossi who says tvila bizmano mitzvah. That's not Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. It's a different Rabbi Yossi. It's a Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Haroya Keri B'Yom HaKippurim. If somebody becomes Tomei with a Balkeri on Yom Kippur, Yered V'Toivil, he can Toivil on Yom Kippur. U'le'erev, and in the evening, Yishav Sheif, he should rub his body with hot water, removing any foreign substances that could be a chatzitza. Asks the Gemara, I don't understand, le'erev? You're going to rub yourself clean from any dirt and foreign substances in the evening after you've toiveled? My da'ava hava, you've already been in the mikveh, it's too late to remove chatzitzas after you've been in the mikveh. Says the Gemara, le'eima, what the brisa means is mi bo'erev yishav sheif. Make sure that before the onset of Yom Kippur that you've cleaned yourself very well with hot water, there should be no chatzitzas. So in the event that this person chas v'shalom becomes a balkeri, he'll be able to go to the mikveh without having an issue of chatzitza. Continues the Gemara, Toni Tanik Hamedur of Nachman, the one that was teaching the Brises before of Nachman, said as follows, Haroya Keri B'Yom HaKippurim, if somebody becomes a Balkeri on Yom Kippur, Avoynoisav Mechulim Loi. His Averis have all been forgiven. It's a good sign. It's a sign that he's going to see offspring and live long days, and Rashi says this based on a Pasuk. Yireh Zera Yarech Yomim. It's a Pasuk in Yeshaya. Asks the Gemara of Otanya, did we not learn in another braisa that Avonosov Zdurim, that somebody who becomes a Balkeri on Yom Kippur, then his Averis are arranged in before the heavenly courts, which means he's going to be judged for them, and on the contrary, that's a very bad sign? Says the Gemara, no. When it says Sadurim, that they're arranged, it doesn't mean arranged in order to be judged by them. It means arranged, Sturim Limochil, because the way that Averis get forgiven is they get sorted out, rishon, and they get arranged in order to be forgiven one by one. Continues the Gemara, Tana de Beir Bishmoel, Haroya Keri B'Yom HaKippurim, if somebody becomes a Balkeri on Yom Kippur, Yida Kol HaShana Kula, the whole year he should be afraid. Maybe Hashem is showing him, I don't want your fast. We know that the fast day means that a person has to have the five Inuyim, to the five afflictions that apply to Yom Kippur that we learnt about at the beginning of this perek. And one of them is not having these pleasures that typically a Baal Keri would have. And here Hashem is saying, you're trying to afflict yourself by abstaining from these pleasures. I'm not interested in that. Here you go, take the pleasure. So he should be concerned the whole year. Vim also lo yishono, and if he lives out the year, muvtach lo yishu benoy l'mabo, he can be assured that he's a proper tzaddik and he's got a share in the world to come. Because then it's as if Hashem is saying, you're such a big tzaddik that you tried your best to keep to the afflictions. I want to give you this pleasure anyway. And Hashem makes him, gives him that pleasure, and he becomes a Baal Keri. And the Meforashim ask, how can it be that Hashem is rewarding somebody by doing something which is intrinsically tomei? It's a discussion in the Meforashim. Says the Gemara, Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, Teida, you should know that this is so, that somebody who survives the year, then the fact that he was a Baal Keri on Yom Kippur is a sign that he's got a share in the world to come. Shekol ha'olam kulo yiroiv, because the whole world was deprived of this type of pleasure. V'hu soveya, and nonetheless, he was not deprived by it. This must mean that he's a big tzaddik. That's how the Bach seems to understand Rashi. Ki osar of Dimi, when of Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, then Omar, he said that this person who sees a Baal Keri on Yom Kippur and survives the year, and obviously it's going to turn out that it was a good sign, not a bad sign, then Mapish Chaya, he's going to live long, Sagei Umasgei, he's going to multiply and multiply, he's going to have children and grandchildren, and this is learnt from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Yirezera Yarech Yomim. Hadron aloch Yom HaKippurim, B'siyata Deshmai, we finished Perek Yom HaKippurim, and Emir Tzashem, we're going to Chazorah of Perek Yom HaKippurim, Uslikalo Maseches Yuma, B'siyata Deshmai, we finished the whole Maseches Yuma, and Emir Tzashem, we're going to Chazorah on Maseches Yuma, and Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to start Maseches Sukkah, B'siyata Deshmai.